Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the 10th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Forest for the Trees, which first aired on March 27th, 2011, written by Jill Donnellan and Seth Walther, and still written from or based on the Japanese episode written by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Jonathan Broff, or Bro, or however he says it. I still don't know. Anyway, so without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of...
So how come before they attacked in Japan, but now they're attacking in... presumably California.
Now that we've recovered three of the lost discs, we have a new power at our disposal.
Beetle, Swordfish, Tiger. Together, these three discs allow us to form the Samurai Battle Wing.
Wow, that looks like one powerful bird.
Yes, thanks to these discs. So each one has to go to the person we believe is truly ready to help pilot the Battle Wing.
Oh, okay. There's three of them.
The swordfish goes to Kevin.
Obviously, it's blue.
Caught it, and therefore has a connection with it. We've decided that the beetle
should go to Mia.
Kevin thought it was his. Not Kevin. Mike thought it was his.
And we know you'll do the difficult work that's needed to master this disc.
We're counting on you.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
Emily seems to be all right, but Mike seems to be pretty upset by this. You know, I was just thinking, I hope this isn't some sort of a test. Giving it to Mia because to get Mike to step up, and then they'll give it to him at the end of the episode, because that would be really annoying.
Wow. What's come over Mike? I'm not used to seeing him train so hard.
He's actually been working really hard on his symbol power lately. I think he wanted that disc bad.
I know. I felt kind of bad taking it instead of him.
Don't feel bad. Your hard work is one of the reasons we've chosen you. I told Mike he needs to work just as hard.
But he's been trying.
Yes. And I believe he has it in him. But until he learns to listen, he isn't ready.
The reason I'm wondering that is because while Power Rangers might not have as much trouble giving some power disc to a female, Japan it doesn't usually happen too often, so yeah. That's why I'm wondering.
I can't believe they didn't pick me. Well, I'll just have to train harder.
Such a nice day. So, let's
check. Do they have some of those around like every nook and crevice all over the city? Because that's crazy to think about.
Don't tell them we need the contracts today.
Oh, it's going to rain soon. Better hurry.
Santa, if you can't do it, I'll come by and make sure it gets done myself.
the sky.
Oh, what does it matter anyway?
Great. The one day I don't bring an umbrella, it rains. I'm dumb, dumb, dumb.
My hair. Oh, my day is
Why me?
Hey, what is all this?
Wow, great acting. Awesome.
Looks like they've all become Kevin.
What?
Depths of despair from my reign. They're so lucky. They get to experience the purest, the cruelest, the loveliest misery of all, the loss of hope.
That's horrible.
Yes, isn't it?
We gotta get rid of this guy fast.
Oh, we will.
Oh, what an ugly little sunny outlook you have. Especially when the forecast calls for rain, my reign of...
This also sounds like the voice actor for Keeper in Dino's, Charge.
Enough talking about the weather. Instead of rain, I'll just cut straight to the pain.
Wow, only hit one ranger and knocked out five. Not bad.
Mia, we have to use the new discs.
Right.
No, you don't, but okay. See? No. Give it back to her.
I know I can do this.
What are you doing?
Mike, stop! You're not ready!
This is no fun. I'll come back to fight when you're not fighting yourselves.
Guys, stop it. Get him now.
Seriously? Oh.
Mike, come on. Why isn't it working?
Because you're not ready, I guess.
So disappointed. Putting yourself before the needs of the team places all of you in serious danger. Here I thought you were, finally listening to me and training hard to strengthen the team. I can't believe it's come to this, but you've become a risk to the others. I'll have to ask you to turn over your samurizer.
What?
Seriously?
It pains me to say it.
An episode's in?
Truly ready to become a samurai.
Tired of your lectures. You don't know a thing about me. And if I'm not ready... How can I do this?
Stop this.
Mike, stop.
Okay, that's enough. None of you understand. I'm out of here.
Mentor, are you okay?
I'm fine.
So did he give back his little Zord too?
Mike was acting so childish.
To be honest, I think they both kind of were.
Mentor wasn't childish. He's got every reason to be frustrated.
Okay, Mike made a mistake, but it really hurt him to be left out.
I realize that, but they had to choose the best person for the job.
Sure, but if you ask me, Mike has more than enough Simba power to handle the Beetle Disc. So why did Mentor pick you over him? He just made a choice.
And why didn't it work if he did?
Pushing Mike pretty hard lately.
It's my responsibility to train him to be a worthy samurai.
Yes, but push a door that's meant to be pulled and it'll never open. You talk.
Good point.
Yes, I just wish he listened like you.
But that's because he's not me. You taught me that everyone is different, just like their symbol power is. Right now, you and Mike both want the same thing, for him to be the best he can be. But you just don't agree on the path to get him there.
Perhaps you're right. A strong wind can kindle a fire, but it could also uproot a tree. You're growing very wise, Red Ranger.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, you taught me well.
Before the needs of the team places all of you in serious danger. You've become a risk to the others.
Man, I'm so lame. What was I thinking?
Oh, did he get hit by that power? Oh, are they going to do Dance Dance Revolution?
Well, don't. Dance teaches balance, timing, and control. Everything you need for the martial arts. This game teaches teamwork. We have to be in sync to win.
Oh, so they're going to be the Backstreet Boys. Oh!
Can't believe Mentor took my Samurizer.
Samurizer?
Wow, seriously?
Mentor?
Get on.
Well, he was,
I don't see any samurai.
It was, what's his name from SPD. And they had a whole fight. Oh! Wow, all the puns.
Yes, get to work.
Right, enough shooting the breeze.
I have to get back to my research. There's so much to read about the Red Ranger. So many big words, too. And then there's Decker. Ooh, ah, ooh. It all makes me want to tear out my tentacles.
I'd be happy to help you tear out a couple. But why do you care so much about Decker?
I think we may have overlooked something important about him. Something very important indeed.
I'm willing to bet we won't find out what that is until Super Samurai. That is a cool-looking sword, I guess.
At last, we have found him. All that remains is to find the right place and time. And then the most epic duel in history will be ours.
Oh, that was cool. I like that transition.
Didn't just bring me out here to yell at me, did you?
No, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about your inherited symbol power.
Oh, yeah, my symbol's the forest. I get it.
You must dig deeper, Mike. Your power springs from the essence of the forest, its deepest meaning.
Symbol power!
If you understand that meaning,
horse!
And you find it within yourself, too. Then you can give your symbol even greater power than it already has.
Look inside yourself and connect with what the forest means to you.
Seriously? Thank you, Mentor.
It was my mistake not to teach you all of this from the start. And even though I said you weren't listening, I clearly wasn't listening to your needs either. And I'm sorry.
Takes a big man to admit his mistakes.
I mean, I'm sorry too.
Or they both do, I guess. Oh.
No, here, make this. Hey,
Mike, we need you.
That taught him something? He looked at a tree. Good thing there's still one more ranger coming around.
What? You have to get past me first.
Mike, excellent. You'll get to feel the same delicious defeat they did.
Try me. Samurizer! Go, go, samurai!
Go for it, Mike!
Samurai ranger? Ready.
Look inside yourself and connect with what the forest means to you. You.
The meaning of the forest. The forest is ancient, strong, and wild. And at its core, it's about growth, renewal, and freedom. I know I can free the full power of the forest in me.
Okay, sure.
Come get your magnificent misery.
My simple power grows as strong as whatever I dream up. So I better dream big.
Are you kidding me?
What? What is he doing? It's time for a change in the weather forecast. I predict mostly scattered leaves and an end to your sad showers. Once and for all. Spin sword. Tree symbol strike.
Okay.
I've always had it. I just needed some help to find it.
Oh no!
Don't celebrate yet.
This is just the calm before the real storm.
Has he always had the little extra claw coming out of his stomach like that? Oh no, one at a time. Really? It's taken over 2 minutes of episode to get to this.
Samurai Megazord, we are united. I'd be impressed if that was going to do you any good. But even now, you're no match for me.
Oh, no way! Another aerial attack!
Now, feel the delightful
despair of defeat.
We can't just let him take shots from above us. It's risky, but we have to try the samurai battle wing combination.
Right! Ready!
Here, take it.
Man, come on.
From what I've seen of your symbol power, you'd use it better than me.
Mia!
No, she wouldn't.
Now let's go.
Thanks.
Come on, man.
True friend, Mia.
Well, at least it wasn't a test, but still, come on. Just gotta give it to the guys. Oh, okay, cool.
We are united. They turned into a bird?
Yeah, I really didn't see that coming, did you? Might.
Mia, Emily, now.
Roger. Ready, Emily? Yeah. Girl power.
Strike. This is despair. This isn't
delight. Uh-oh. He lost his umbrella. Yeah, that was kind of cool, other than having to go through giant discs.
A little something to say thanks, to let you know I'll be listening.
As will I.
Is that the... Oh, you said dude. Is that the plant from earlier?
Doing this.
Really? Okay. So what do you think of that one? It wasn't bad. I don't like that they have to keep giving the stuff to the guys. Now, granted, I know a lot of that stuff is because the toys sell better for the boys. I understand all that. But you know what? It's a disc. I don't think that if the girl used it, it would be a problem. Really, for selling that? It's also a Zord. Probably already bought the Zord. Either Japanese version when it was injured, or the American version. You already have it anyway. It doesn't really matter who uses it. Anyway, but beyond that, I thought it was a pretty good episode. Nothing to write home about, but it was good, and we got a little lesson. Glad they explained the whole staring at the tree thing. And I'm interested to see if this changes the interactions and relationship between Mentor and
Mike going forward. In the meantime, we're going to be watching another episode next time, which is going to be called Test of the Leader. The episode number 11. We'll watch that next time. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.